人生。
We hope that we live a life of a successful.
啊，没有大的成功，也要有小的成功。
If it's not a great success, that we also desire to a small success.
那到底什么是成功？
So what is the meaning of success?
啊，一个很简单的定义啊，就是有所获得，有所收获，这个就是成功。
So the definition of success is that there is a reaped and also receiving from our success.
啊，比如说一个在求学的学生。
For example, a student pursue education.
啊，他获得了学位啊，这个就是他在学业上成功。
After this person received a degree from school, so this means that this person is success.
啊，一个做生意的人到年尾。结账的时候，他有结余啊，这就是生意成功了。
So a business person at the end of the year, this person received this revenue from what they're earning. So this means is a reap and success from the business.
那有很多的书都在告诉我们啊，如何才能够成功。
There's many books teach us how to be success.
啊，其实。圣经也在教导我们、啊、如何才能够成功。
But in fact, the Bible teaches us how to be success.、
啊、我们请来看诗篇126篇。
We can turn to Psalm 126
篇。
126。
诗篇126篇第五节。
126 verse 5。Psalm 126 verse 5。Verse 5, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
第六节。
Verse 6, he who goes out weeping, carries seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carry sheep with him.
啊，这里说到啊，这里有谈到收割收获。
He tells us receive the sowed and also sheep receiving from the sowing.
那这个既然有收成，那这个就是一种成功。
So if there is a sheaving and receiving, so this meaning is success.
那这里告诉我们要有收获啊，它有四个步骤。
So in order for us to reap and sow, so there is four steps.
啊，第一个要出去。
First, we must go out.
第二个要流泪。
And second, we must shed tears.
啊，第三个撒种。
The third, we must sow.
啊，最后有收成。
Lastly, we will reap.
啊，这个就是成功的方法。
So this is the way of success.
啊，我们来举圣经中的一个例子，我们来看，这就是成功的方法。
So if we use the Bible examples, and this is what is meaning of success.
我们请看创世纪三十二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 32.
我们用雅各来做例子。
We use Jacob as example.
请看创世纪三十二章第十节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 32, verse 10. Verse 10. Genesis chapter 32, verse 10.Verse 10, I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups.
这个雅各在比较现在跟二十年前。
Jacob here compared what his present time versus his 20 years ago.
二十年前他只拿着一根手杖过这个约旦河。
20 years ago, he only had a staff go walk across the Jordan River.
过了二十年后，现在他又要再一次的过这个约旦河。
After 20 years, once again, he must walk across this Jordan River.
但是他现在不是只有一个人，他现在是这里说到成了两队。
But now, at this time, he is not only by himself.Here described as two groups.
所以我们可以说雅各他成功了。
So we can say Jacob that he is success.
他说两队到底有多少呢
？Successful. So this over here describe two groups. So how many people in these two groups?
好啊，有多少的财物呢
？What? How many possession that he possess?
啊，请看十三节。
Let's read verse 13. Verse 13. He spent the night there, and from what he had with him, he selected a gift for his brother Esau.Verse 14, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 elves and 20 rams. Verse 15, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys.
这个不是他所有的，这只是他的一部分。
So this is not all that Jacob possessed. This is only part of his possessions.
是他准备送给他哥哥的礼物。
This is what Jacob prepared to give the gift to his brother Esau.
你可以想象，这只是礼物，礼物通常是一小部分，就已经有这么多了。
So we can imagine this is only a gift. A gift is only one small part of it, and that is a lot.
他不但有财物，而且呢，他人口也众多。
So he not only have wealth, and he also have a lot of population that he owns.
好，我们请看三十三章第五节。
Let's please read chapter 33, verse 5. Chapter 33, verse 5. Verse 5, then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. Who are these with you? He asked. Jacob answered.They are the children of God has graciously given your servant.
第六节。
Verse 6. Then the men's servants and their children approach and bow down.
第七节。
Verse 7. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down.
那这里就谈到雅各，他的家人，他的太太，他的孩子。
Here Jacob described that his household, his children and his wife.
所以从这样来看呢，我们可以说雅各他是一个成功的人。
So from here we can see that Jacob is a person that is successful.
那他如何能够成功呢
？So how can he accomplish the success?
第一个他出去了。
First that he went out.
请看创世纪二十八章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章第十节。
Verse 10. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and set out of the Haran.
这里讲到雅各，他就离开他的家，离开他的故乡。
Here describes Jacob left his home, left his countryside, and to went to another place.
他往他舅舅。哈兰的地方去。
So he went to the place that set out of his uncle at the place of Haran.
对很多人来讲，要离开家好像是一件简单的事情，容易的事情。
For many people, perhaps a person leave their home is a very easy task.
好像很多高中毕业要念大学的孩子有很多人他们第一个志愿就是离开家。
For example, there's many high school students that after they graduate, they will go to college, and their first priority they want to do is to leave their home.
但是雅各他却不是这样的一个人。
But Jacob is not such a person.
我们请看创世纪二十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章二十七节。
Verse 27. Genesis chapter 25, verse 27. Verse 27.The boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents.
这里说到雅各他是一个安静的人，他总是留在帐篷里，留在家里。
It says Jacob was a quiet man. He often stayed among the tent.
他如果永远留在家里，他就只是妈妈利百加所爱的一个孩子。
So if he just stay in the tent forever, so then he will be only a good a child of Rebecca.
但是二十八章说雅各他离开了家，他往哈兰去。
But in chapter 28 says that Jacob left their his home and went to the settled place of Haran.
神要雅各成功。
God wants Jacob to be success.
所以雅各他必须要出去。
So Jacob must go out.
当然对雅各来讲，这是一开始是他不是他的计划，也不是他愿意的。
For Jacob, this is not his plan. It's not something that he willing to do.
因为他是一个喜欢留在家里的人。
He is a person like to stay at home in his tent.
所以有时候因为遭遇，因为环境，让我们必须要走出去。
So sometimes because what we encounter and also our environment will allow us want to go out.
其实走出去常常是成功的第一步。
But in fact, for us to walk out and go out, this is the first step of success.
走出去可能会遇到危险。
So when we walk out of that place, we might encounter dangers.
所以出去也常常是一种冒险。
Dangerous. So sometimes when we go out, this might be something that is dangerous for us.
但是走出去是成功的第一步。
So, but the first step to be success, we must walk out.
为什么人不喜欢走出去？
So why is it that people do not want to walk out?
因为走出去会有危险，会有很多流泪的事情。
Because when we walk out, there is something that we might encounter that is danger for us to shed tear.
那但是呢，成功的第二步啊，就是要流泪。
So the second step.Of success, and that is to shed tears.
没有流泪的事情，常常就不会有成功的结果。
So without the shedding tear, there is no result of successful.
我们请看创世纪三十一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 31.
三十一章四十节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 40. Genesis chapter 31, verse 40.Verse 40, this was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes.
41节
Verse 41, it was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times.
在雅各成功之前啊，这是他所过的日子。
Before Jacob becomes successful, this is the lifestyle he was living in.
不是一个月两个月。
It's not only 1 month, 2 months.
不是一年两年。
It's not only 1 year, 2 years.
这里说二十年。
He says 20 years.
他几乎每一天过的是这种日子。
So every day he lived this type of lifestyle.
那种这个沙漠型的气候。
Like the environment in a desert.
白天非常的干，非常的热。
So the weather in the morning is very dry and also heated.
到了晚上，到了半夜又非常的寒冷。
So at the night time become very cold.
白天这么的热，没有办法休息或者睡觉。
So in the morning is very, in the daytime is very hot. They cannot be rest and only sleep and sleep.
到了晚上，能不能暖和一点，好好的睡。
So at the night time, can it be warmer so they can sleep better?
但是说，这里说到说，他常常没有办法好好的睡觉。
But here say he often cannot sleep very well.
这些都还是可以忍受的。
So all these perhaps that Jacob can endure.
因为这时候的雅各还是年轻的，还是力壮的。
So at the time Jacob is young and also very strong.
所以这些肉体上的劳苦是可以忍是可以承受的。
All the physical laboring that he can be able to endure.
但是最不能够忍受的是最后一句话。
So, but the one thing that cannot endure is the last word.
41节说，他的主人啊，他的舅舅，十次改他的工价。
So in verse 41, that his master, his uncle, 10 times changed his wages.
他的舅舅对他不公不公平。
His uncle was not fair to him.
他的舅舅欺压他。
His uncle was persecuting him.
啊，我们想想看，被自己的啊舅舅来欺负，这个能够忍受吗
？So if we think about that, our own uncle, persecuting us, can we be able to endure?
啊，那而且啊，他不但是舅舅，又是自己的岳父啊，发着引诱。
So he's not only Jacob's uncle, he also is Jacob's father-in-law.
啊，因为他娶了舅舅的女儿。
Because he married his uncle's daughter.
如果你过着这样的日子
，If you live like this type of lifestyle.
啊，虽然你跟雅各一样也是男人。
Although you are like Jacob, you are a man.
你会不会流泪呢
？Will you shed tear?
啊，或许你不会流泪。
Perhaps you might not.
啊，但是你的眼泪是往肚子里头流。
But your tear might be shedding within your heart.
哦，这种没有流出来的眼泪，其实是更痛苦的。
The tear cannot shed out from your physical eyes. Perhaps this is very painful.
哦，所以有人说我的心很痛。
So some people say my heart is painful.
哦，这种心痛啊，是比流泪还要痛苦。
This type of heart painfulness is more than shedding tear.
啊，雅各他出去了，他也经过了这么许多流泪的事情。
So Jacob has encountered many.A situation that for him to shed tear.
啊，所有的这些事情对一个成功的人来讲，不是没有意义的，它是有意义的，而且是必须的。
All these matters that happened to this person, in order for him to be success, there is a meaning, and also this is necessary.
哦，虽然是受苦流泪，但是它是必须的。
Although suffering and shedding tear, but this is necessary.
啊，因为才有机会撒种。
So then there is opportunity.To sow.
好，我们请看三十章的三十一节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 30, verse 31. Genesis chapter 30, verse 31. What shall I give you? He asked. Don't give me anything, Jacob replied. But if you will do this one thing for me, I will go on tending your flocks and watching over them.Verse 32. Let me go through all your flocks today and remove from them every speckled or spotted sheep, every dark colored lamb, and every spotted or speckled goat. They will be my wages.
这个雅各啊，已经有了太太，有了孩子。
Jacob already have children and also wife.
啊，但是他没有真正自己的产业。
But he did not have his own possessions.
啊，所以呢，有一天他就跟他的舅舅讲说，我想要离开你，我想要回家。
So one day that he told his uncle that I need to leave you, and I want to go home.
啊，因为我如果继续这样子跟着你，我永远是没有产业的。
So if I continue to follow you, at the end I have no possessions.
啊，我的孩子一直在长大，我需要有产业来养活我的孩子。
My children continue to grow up. I need possession to raise my children.
啊，照着他们的古代啊，我也要有产业来留，将来可以留给我的孩子。
According to their time, they also need a possession to save for their inheritance for their descendants.
哦，这个拉班他不愿意雅各离开他。
So Laban do not want Jacob to leave him.
啊，因为拉班实在看到雅各是一个有神同在的人。
So Laban have seen that Jacob is the one that God abide with him.
哦，那因为神跟雅各同在，所以拉班也得到神的福气。
Because God is abide with Jacob, so Laban also received the blessing from Jacob.
啊，所以三十一节拉班就说，啊，你留着，你留下，啊，我应该付给你什么薪水
？So in verse 31, Laban want Jacob to stay.So, and he offered to give him wages.
啊，这时候雅各才开始有机会为自己来赚得，啊，来赚得一些，啊，一些产业。
So at this time, Jacob has opportunity for him to earn his possessions. 啊，
那所以这个是雅各的第三个步骤，他开始撒种。
So this is the third step that Jacob do, that is to sow.
啊，那最后呢，就是真的有收获了，就是成功了。
So lastly, that he received reaped, and this means that he is successful.
啊，请看三十章的四十三节。
Please turn to chapter 30, Verse
40. 43节。
Verse 43. Chapter 30, Genesis chapter 30, verse 43. Verse 43. In this way, the men grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and maidservants and menservants and camel and donkeys.
哇，这个四十三节就讲到雅各就渐渐的他就开始富有了。
So verse 33 describes Jacob grew exceedingly prosperous.
所以最后他要回故乡的时候，他是有两队的人。
So at the end, he wants to go back home, his home place. Then he has two groups.
所以这就是我们每一个人要成功的一个很重要、很简单的公式。
So this is the method that for each one of us want to be success, that we must use this method.
那我们看我们的周遭很多的成功的人就是这一种模式。
So if we see around us, there's many people live a successful life. So this is the way and also method they used.
除了印第安人之外，在美国都是移民来的。
So besides the native Indians, the Americans that all came from different places.
大部分都是从很远的地方移民到这里。
Most of them immigrate from far place to America.
那个第一代的移民啊，大概都像雅各这样子。
So the first generation immigrate to America, just like the situation of Jacob.
雅各拿一根手杖。
Jacob hold a staff.
那我们的第一代移民啊，大概就是两个大行李。
So the first generation immigrant immigrated to America might hold two luggage.
拿着两个大行李啊，来到这个地方。
So hold these two large luggage to come to this place, America.
这过程当中遇到一些辛苦的事情，流泪的事情。
So during this process, we might encounter laboring, also the things make us shed tears.
为什么来到这里
？Why do we come here？
因为来到这里，想要找到新的机会，好的机会。
Because we come here, we want to find a good opportunity, a good opportunity, a great opportunity.
有的人真的就抓到了好的机会。
Some people truly obtain a good opportunity.
所以他们就有了收成。就成功了。
So then they reap and they become success.
我们一个基督徒是可以在这个世界上来成功的。
As a Christian, we live in this world. We can also be success.
我们也不一定需要去看那些如何让我们成功的书。
We don't need to read a book that will teach us how to be success.
其实圣经里头就有答案。
But in fact, the Bible has the answer.
但是我们一个基督徒啊，我们不是只有追求在这个世界上成功。
So as a Christian, we not only pursue the success in the world.
我们还更进一步的要追求在属灵上的成功。
We pursue even further, that is to be success in spiritually.
能够存到永远的成功。
So that means that is to save for the eternal success.
Endure to, 存到永远的成功。
To endure the eternal success.
我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25.Verse 25, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
这里告诉我们有两种的冠冕。
It tells us there's two types of crown.
能够得到冠冕，那就是成功。
So to receive, obtain a crown, this means you are success.
这里说有一种是会坏的冠冕。
It says there's one crown that will be perished.
那就是暂时的、短暂的。
And will not last. This means it's only short time and temporary.
这个可以指着在 活着的时候在这个世界上的成功。
So this means, and we live in this world, the success we pursue in this world.
那另外一种冠冕呢、啊、叫做 不能坏的冠冕。
So there's another type of crown that will last forever.
哦、我们更是要 得着这个不会坏的冠冕。
So we even must need to be obtained this crown that will last forever.、
哦、成功的过程都是一样的。
The process of success is all the same.、
哦、无论是世界上的成功或者是属灵的成功。
No matter is a success in the world or success in spiritually.、
哦、既然过程是一样，那我们更应该去得那个不坏的冠冕。
So if the process is the same,that we must pursue the crown that will last forever.、
哦、这也是做基督徒宝贵的地方。
So this is also a Christian, that as a Christian, a very precious、status.、
哦、大家都努力的要成功。
Every one of us wants to be success.、
哦、大家都照着这个模式在追求。
Every one of us use this type of method to pursue.、
啊、但是很多人所追求到的只是会坏的冠冕。
So many people pursue at the end is a crown、that will not last.、
哦、那我们一个基督徒靠着主耶稣的怜悯，我们能够看到那个更有价值的。
As a Christians, through the mercy of our Lord Jesus, that we can see even more value in our eyes.、
哦、懂得去追求那个不会坏的冠冕。
So we know how to pursue a crown that will last forever.、
哦、就好像保罗、啊、他还没有认识主耶稣之前，他已经是一个成功的人。
Just like Paul saw that before he knew the Lord Jesus, he is already a person that is successful.
啊，但是当他遇到了主耶稣，被主耶稣拣选了。
So when he met Lord Jesus and the Lord Jesus chosen him,
他就发现说，我应该追求的是那个更有价值的。
So he had discovered that he must pursue even more values in his life.、
哦、所以他问主耶稣说，我应该做什么。
So he asked the Lord Jesus, what shall I do?、
哦、他意思就是说，我要追求那个真正的成功。
So this, his meaning that he want to pursue the true success.、
啊、所以这个保罗、啊、他也是一样出去了。
So Paul also go out and walk out.、
啊、他到这些主耶稣要他去的所谓的外邦的地方去。
So he went to the place that the Lord Jesus wanted him to go, to the place of Gentile.、
啊、如果我们看保罗的这个先道的旅程、啊、我们可以看到说，这个旅程里头充满着很多辛苦流泪的事情。
So if we look at the place, the journey of Apostle Paul preaching, that we can see the, these places to encounter.Full of sufferings and difficulty.
啊，他有时候要挨饿，有时候要啊遇到危险，有时候要被逼迫。
Sometimes he was hungry and encountered dangers, and also he was persecuted.
啊，被下在监牢里，然后被鞭打。
He was imprisoned and also whipped by the prison.
啊，这些都是让人流泪的事情。
All these things happened to him that will allow a person to shed tears.
啊，但是因为有这些流泪的事情，所以他有机会来撒种，来传福音给人。
Because all this shedding tear, that he has the opportunity for him to preach to other people.
所以我们也看到保罗他建设了很多的教会。
We can also see Paul has established many churches.
他有这个有收获，有收割。
He has reaped and also.Receive harvest.
哦，所以他从世界上的成功来成为一个在灵性上的成功。
So from his success in the world, that he lead to a success in spiritually.
哦，所以保罗要离世的时候，他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
So before Paul leave this world, that he said there is a righteous crown for waiting for him.To give it to him.
啊，我们希望我们在灵性上也是成功的。
So we hope that in our spirituality we will also be successful.
啊，那一个很重要的课题就是传福音这件事情。
So there is a great lessons, this lessons that is to preach the gospel.
啊，我们在世界上成功，我们也要在传福音的事情上面来成功。
We are successful in this world. We also need to be successful.In preaching the gospel.
好，我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Please turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章三十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 35. John chapter 4 verse 35. Verse 35. Do you not say, 4 months more than more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest.
这里主耶稣说物质上的麦子还要四个月才能够收割。
The Lord Jesus, the materially, wheat need have a 4 month to be harvest.
哦，但是那个属灵的庄稼、属灵的的这个麦子已经熟了，是可以收割了。
So, but the spiritual wheat that is already matured can be harvest.
总是会有一些主耶稣所拣选的人在我们的周遭。
There's always the Lord Jesus chosen one around us.
所以。到处都有可以收割的。
So there's everywhere there is people can be harvest.
收割就是一种成功。
So harvest represent a success.
要成功，我们必须要经过这四个步骤。
So in order for us to be success, we must go through this four-step process.
所以这成功的四个步骤也是神所要告诉我们先到的四个步骤。
So for this four-step success, this is also what God tells us for us to be success in evangelism. We also need to do this type of step.
这个是神的计划。
So this is the plan of God.
所以神先到的计划的第一步就是出去。
So the plan of God of evangelism, that the first step is to go out.
带着种，流泪出去。
So then we walk out and with tears.
当我们领受了神的恩典。
So when we receive the blessing of God.
我们为了报答神的恩典，我们实在是很乐意的来做每一件事情。
For us to repay God's blessings, we are very willing to do everything that what God wants us to do.
所以我们很感谢神，教会里头大大小小的事情，总是有弟兄姐妹来参与来帮忙。
So we thank God in the church. There are many, many matters, big things or little things, but a sister will participate to help.
但是我们不要忽略了这一项，出去传福音。
So let's not neglect things that is to go out and preach the gospel.
一个教会有走出去，才会有这个真正的成功。
So a church can go out.And so then this church will have the true success.
那神的计划的第二部分就是流泪。
So the God's plans, the second part, and that is to shed tear.
这在提醒我们我们要跟我们的朋友要建立起友谊的关系。
So this reminds us that we must build relationship, a friendship with our friends.
有朋友的关系，我们才会去关心他。
So if we have a friendship with our friend, we will care for that person.
没有友谊，没有关心，就没有流泪。
So without friendship and also caring, there is no shedding tear.
因为有朋友的关系，所以才会真正去感受到他内心里头的需要，内心里头的呐喊。
Because there is a friendship involved, the relationship, then we will know our friends' needs and also what they thinking about in their heart.
保罗就是这样的一个人。
So Paul is such a person.
他总是很关心着他周遭的人。
He often cares about the people around him.
他总是跟周遭的人来建立起一个美好的关系。
So he often want to build a great relationship with the people around him.
我们请看罗马书第九章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章第一节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 1. Romans chapter 9 verse 1. Verse 1. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirmed in the Holy Spirit.
第二节。
Verse 2.I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart.
第三节。
Verse 3. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race.
啊，保罗是犹太人。
Paul is a Jew.
啊，他本来也是啊，不承认耶稣的。
So he did not believe, accept the Lord Jesus before.
啊，以后主耶稣亲自拣选他，他信了主耶稣。
But later on, after Lord Jesus had chosen him, he started to believe in the Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣指派他向非犹太人去传福音。
The Lord Jesus commanded him, to go to preach the non-Jews, the Gentile.
啊，但是保罗他一直对犹太人有一个很深的。啊，很深的这种爱在里头。
But Paul, his heart, towards the Jews, has great love.
哦，他不但要传福音给非犹太人，他也希望这些犹太人跟他一样能够认识主耶稣。
He not only need to preach the non-Jews, the Gentile, he also hope that these Jews can also believe in the Lord Jesus.
哦，他传福音给非犹太人，他并没有忘了他自己的这些犹太人的同胞。
So he preached the non-Jews. He did not forget his own race.
哦，他总是爱这些犹太人，关心这些犹太人。
He often loved and also cared for these Jews.
哦，所以第二节他说，为了他们，他是忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
And verse 2 says, for them he greatly sorrowed and unceasing anguish in his heart.
哦，简单的讲，就是他常常为这些犹太人。他流眼泪。
So simply saying that he often shed tears for these Jews.
哦，当然，他也常常为这些非犹太人在流眼泪。
Of course, he also shed tears for the non-Jews.
哦，所以保罗的传讲，保罗的书信常常是能够感动人的。
So the book epistle of the Apostle Paul's letter often can move us.
那我们常常求主耶稣让我们能够有跟他一样的感受。
So we ask the Lord Jesus also give us this type of feelings, experience like Apostle Paul.
哦，我们能够感受到别人的痛，别人的需要，我们才有办法为他流泪。
We can feel other people's pain, also their need, and then we can shed tear for them.
哦，流泪，这是成功的一个重要的步骤。
Shedding tear is one important part of success.
请看马太福音第九章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36. 36. When he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless.Like sheep without a shepherd.
哦，这是主耶稣当时看到他周遭的人，他内心的感受。
This is what Lord Jesus seeing the crowd around him, that his heart feeling this way.
哦，他为他们流泪，所以他怜悯他们。
So he shed tears for them, and so then he had mercy on them.
哦，所以虽然很辛苦，他还是不断的来向他们传讲。
Although it's very laboring that he continued to preach to them.
哦，因为主耶稣为他们流泪，所以主耶稣为他们也为常常为他们祷告。
So the Lord Jesus shedding tears for them, the Lord Jesus also often pray for them.
哦，所以我们要花时间跟我们周遭的人来建立起了解啊美好的关系。
So we must spend time and.For the people around us to know them and also build this relationship with them.
哦，神计划的第三部分就是撒种。
So the plan of God, the third part, that is to sow.
哦，今天我们所拥有的是所谓的生命之道。
So today what we possess is the word of life.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 19. Acts chapter 5, verse 19. Verse 19. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the door of the jail and brought them out.
啊，那彼得、约翰被下在监牢里。
So Peter and John was in prison in jail.
天使去把他们救出来。
So angel has brought them out.
哦，当天使把他们救出来，然后告诉他们什么呢
？So after the angel brought them out, what did angel told them?
啊， 如果我救他们出来，我可能会说赶快去躲起来。
So if I brought them out from jail, I would tell them to go hide.
但是天使告诉他们二十节。
But angel told them in verse 20, go stand in the temple court, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life.
天使不是叫他们躲起来，是叫他们再出去。
So angel did not tell them to hide after they came out from jail, and instead angel tell them to go out and to preach.
这个已经是他们第二次被抓。
So this is the second time they were put in jail.
第一次他们已经尝受到了被抓，被怎样对待。
So the first time when they already taste.What they have taste of, they have been captured, and how they were treated.
那个公卫是用不对的态度来对待他们。
So the official used a not the right way to treat them.
恐吓他们。
To slander them.
那这一次他们第二次被抓。
So this is the second time they were captured.
隔天可能要接受同样的遭遇。
So the second day they must also encounter this type of experience.
但是天使把他们救出来。
But angel had brought them out.
不是说去躲起来，是说再出去传讲。
But not for them to hide, but for them to go out to send out the message.
怎样的信息呢？是带给人生命的信息。
So what type of message? This is a message of a new life.
所以今天感谢神，我们所拥有的信息也是带给人生命的信息。
So today we thank God the message that we have. It's also a message given to the people with a new life.
所以我们要借着我们的言语，将这个好信息来传给人。
So through our speech, we must preach this message to other people.
我们总是会遇到好的土壤。
We often will meet the good soil.
它一定会让我们有收成的。
So for sure, this good soil will give us a reaping.
那也不要忽略了，我们的行为也是种子。
So let's not neglect our actions. It's also seed.
我们要撒种，所以我们也是要注重我们给别人的印象。
So we must also sow the seed, and so we also need to emphasize what other people that our image from other people towards other people.
请看马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16。
马太福音五章十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
这里说让人看见你们的好行为。
It says allow people to see your good deeds.
这就是一种没有声音的撒种。
So this is a silent type of way to sow the seed.
所以我们常常提醒我们自己，我们在学校，我们在工作的地方，我们在家庭里头有没有发光，有没有好行为。
So we often need to remind ourselves in our school and also our workplace and also our home, our family, are we shining and also sowing seeds?
很多人知道我们是基督徒，但是很多人有没有这些人有没有肯定我们基督徒的行为
？So a lot of people knows that we are Christian, but does other people confirm that we have the deeds of Christians?
那再来我们有一些传福音的工具这些传单、这些册子，这个都是可以用来撒种。
So also we have a lot of tools of as flyers and also invitations.We can use these type of tool, invitation flyer, to sow the seed.
那神计划的最后一部分就是收割。
So the last plan of God, the plan of God, the last part that is to reap.
我们要 欢呼的收割。
We must reap in joy.
啊，就是把人完完全全的带到主耶稣的面前。
So this means to bring the person perfectly before the Lord.
啊，这样才是真正的成功。
So this means is the true success.
啊，不是把人带到我们自己面前。
We not bring the people before us.
啊，是把人带到主耶稣的面前。
We must bring the people before the Lord.
啊，我们最后看创世纪三十一章。
Let's lastly turn to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章四十二节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 42. Genesis chapter 31, verse 42. Verse 42. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac, had not been with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hands, and last night he rebuked you.
雅各的努力让他真的啊成功了。
So the laboring of Jacob at the end make him success.
哦，但是啊，我们也要知道，如果没有神的保守，人的成功可能在一天里头就会完全垮掉。
So without God's protection, a man's success can be one day will be perished.
就好像雅各在这里他自己说的。
Just like Jacob says here.
如果不是神的话，我会空手而去。
He says, without God's abiding help, and I will be empty-handed.
他所拥有的一切可以在一天里头完全没有了。
So all his possession one day will be empty-handed.
这是很实在的。存在我们的生活里头。
So this is a reality when we live in this world.
所以我们追求成功，也不要忘了求神怜悯保守我们。
So we pursue success. Let's not forget to ask God to protect us.
无论是世界上的成功，是信仰上的成功，都需要神的怜悯跟保守。
No matter is the success in the world or the success in our faith.We all need God's protection.
如果没有神的怜悯，一刹那之间可以全部化为乌有。
So without the mercy of our God, and one moment everything will be perished and empty-handed.
我们最后唱诗518首。
Let's lastly sing hymn 518.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
We sing verse 1 and last verse.